Trash.
Trash. All right, we're not to take this seriously. Hart was on the Tonight Show last night, and they did a serious number, but to open the show, they did total eclipse of the Hart because of yesterday and all that with Jimmy Fallon. So I think like a lot of this is Jimmy Fallon singing. Yeah, he was dressed like the wedding singer, Jimmy. And he had his eclipse glasses on when he was singing.
That's the first thing I thought when I saw him was that's got to be a wedding singer thing.
Here. I assume that's Jimmy there. All right. Wheel of Fortune, Pat Sajak, he taped his final episode of the Wheel of Fortune after 41 seasons. That'll air on June 7th, and then it's Ryan Seacrest's turn. Vanna White will be a part of the lineup, at least for the next couple of years. She's signed through 2026. What is this? Air Supply will have a movie biopic that will be out next year. Titled All Out of Love, the Air Supply story. Was there any like sex, drugs, and rock and roll? Well, not rock and roll. Was there any sex and drugs in Air Supply?
I don't know.
I can't believe that's
their. There were 50th, some perms, I think.
It's their 50th anniversary next year. It'll coincide with that. All right, now you want drama? You talk about sticks. The manager of Styx says, you know, Dennis DeYoung used to be in that group, and then he did the Mr. Roboto thing, and they said, get out of here. The manager of Styx says the band has not talked to Dennis DeYoung since they fired him in 1999. In a recent podcast, the manager...
25 years.
The manager detailed Dennis DeYoung's ousting from the group. He said, Tommy and JY came to me, and they said... We got a new album coming out, and Dennis can't tour, and we want to go out there without him. And the manager said, all right, if we do this, could work. Might not work, but I'm not going backwards. We're not going to go do this for 6 months and turn around and go back to Dennis DeYoung. According to the manager, the rest of Styx could no longer handle Dennis DeYoung's demanding ways. Dennis likes to be in control of everything, the manager said.
Okay.
Similar personality clashes led to Styx's two previous hiatuses, but in this case, the band decided, you know what, let's just fire him and go on. Because I think they tried, I don't know that they got another singer there in the 80s or early 90s after they kind of broke apart there.
Well, I mean, Tommy Shaw went off and did Damn Yankees with Ted Nugent and all that.
Yeah.
Well, that was early, mid-80s.
The manager says, I called Dennis on the phone and told him he was being fired, and the reaction was not good. He said to me, quote, you know that no one is going to come see them without me. And I go, we'll see. We'll find out. He got replaced by Lawrence Gowan, and they're still out there.
Lawrence does a great job, too.
The manager says, I'm pretty sure of this. I don't think me, Tommy, or JY have ever spoken to Dennis since I let him go. I don't think the three of us have ever had a word with Dennis DeYoung. A good word or a bad word, nothing.
I mean, the years of making it, coming up through the ranks and touring and all that, and crammed into a van or a bus or whatever it is, or a dressing room, and they spend every living second together, and it's like, I'm not talking to you for 25 years.
I saw Dennis, and I don't know when it was. I don't know if it was in the, I guess maybe it was in the 90s, or maybe it was the late 80s, and he was playing a venue, it was an outdoor venue in Milwaukee. It couldn't have held more than, I don't know, 500 people, something like that. Meanwhile, Styx is going on to play
River Amphitheater.
Yeah, and now granted, they're part of package acts, yeah. But Styx on their own would play a bigger than a 500 seat venue. So Dennis miscalculated there.